pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN NFL Playoff Challenge, sponsored by Edge Boost. It's free to enter, and 20 grand in Edge Boost deposit bonuses is up for grabs. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That is at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network or at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, make sure to also follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. I will be posting up some free plays from that account as we are starting the Australian Open tennis tournament tomorrow. There will be a future show for that on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network from me. But most significantly, what I post on there is my profit and loss spreadsheet. I post it every single month. The pin tweet is always the profit and loss spreadsheet, the P&L from the latest month. So at the moment, you can look at the month of December. And December was a huge month as we delivered £4,450 in profits. And we were targeting the all-time record set by us in May 2019 of £4,609. We just fell short, but we immediately set our sights on that after blasting our Champions League futures, going 7-1 with our futures, taking our all-time futures record up to 82% all-time on our futures. So we got off to a very strong start. We also blasted out NFL weeks 13 and 14. So we did set our sights on the big one, but we fell just short. But still a monstrous month of profit. Once that's converted, that is over $6,000. £4,450 is over $6,000 in profit. And we did that just in the month of December. I encourage you to look at the P&L profit and loss spreadsheet to see how we got there. If you want to do further research, I encourage you to do that due diligence by heading over to lockbetting.com and have a look at all of the other old spreadsheets that accumulate up to a decade of profit, over a decade of profit, 127 months in a row, undefeated of transparent and track profit. When you look at my spreadsheets, you'll see that we know how to manage a bankroll. That's one of the main things we do. We manage it sensibly, making betting accessible for anybody who wants to get involved with this hobby. And that's what this hobby is. It's a hobby for people with a disposable income, and you can have more fun in sports betting by winning than you can in losing. That's why we call it investing in sports, not gambling in sports. We don't lose a one-unit play and chase it with a two-unit. We don't then have five-unit plays on there, or 10-unit plays, or 20-unit plays, or 25-unit plays, or whale plays, or max plays, or player of the year, or player of the month. None of that bullshit. That is for Monopoly money cappers on X. They're living in a fantasy land and they aren't making any money. That's not what we do. We've made money every single month. If you want more information, shoot me a DM at the X account, at LockbettingX. That's at LockbettingX. So moving on with this edition of Scommessa Italia, I did not love the games in Italy this weekend. So I was originally going to do a mid-season report, much like we've done for the EPL. But on that episode, we've included some games because the EPL match day is split this week. It's somewhat of a winter break for them. And I was going to do a separate show looking at the futures updates for Serie A and then do this weekend's episode of Scommessa Italia. But I looked at the games and really there wasn't too much that stuck out. So what I've decided to do is cover a very small selection of games here on the show. And instead, I've decided to just follow suit with the EPL show, combine it with the futures and the few games I've decided to cover. So at the end of the show, we are going to look at four games from this weekend's slate that I've decided to cover. And we are going to start the show by looking at those futures markets as we are at the midpoint in Italy. And the outright market sees Inter Milan as the clear favourites to win the league. And that's good for us because we are riding a future on Inter Milan. They were our pick to win the league this season after getting to the Champions League final last year. And they are currently available at the short price of 2-5 at 1-3 minus 300, actually, in some places. But you can find them at 2-5 to come through and win the league for us. Then you have Juventus at 3-1. You have the champions from the 21-22 season, AC Milan, at 25-1. And then you have last season's champions, Napoli, all the way out at 500-1. It's been a disastrous defence for them. They are joined by Atalanta, Fiorentina, Lazio and Roma, who are all at above 500-1. So Lazio and Roma, they're at 1,000-1. Fiorentina, Atalanta, Napoli, they're at 500-1. And then you've got Bologna at 2,000-1. So you can pretty much rule out anything that is 500-1. And it does look like this one will be a three-horse race. For me, I don't think AC Milan are in it. They're just far too inconsistent this season. Their main goal will be finishing in the top four, which is another future that we're riding. And they look in a strong position to do that, given that the books have them as the 1-9 third favourites to finish in the top four. There's no price on Inter Milan, but Juve are the favourites at 1-50. From there, you have Fiorentina, who are surprisingly leading the charge for fourth place at 5-2. Napoli at 11-4. Atalanta 11-4. Jose Mourinho's Roma at 4-1 and Lazio at 9-2. The way I see things playing out is Inter Milan winning this title comfortably, probably by the end of April. Much like Napoli last year, I think they will be the runaway leaders. We always seem to have a close title race on paper at the start of the season, with the odds being very, very tight, specifically in Italy. It's not like the Premier League, where Man City are the clear favourites, or in France or Germany, where Bayern Munich and PSG are the absolute runaway favourites. We don't have that in Italy. In Spain, we have two teams who can win it, and then you have the clear third favourite in Atletico Madrid. So there you have somewhat of a three-horse race. But in Italy, you have five, six, seven teams always in with a shout. But this year, Inter Milan, who were the favourites, to be fair, have made an absolute mockery out of it. And I think that they are going to win it very, very comfortably. I know Juve are within touching distance, but they just don't have the squad depth. Allegri deserves a lot of credit for what he's done. If he can finish second and get them back into the Champions League, I think that's a monumental achievement. They went into the season with a lot of turmoil, European ban, the Paul Pogba drug scandal, no money to spend, and yet it looks like they will be finishing second in the league, with Milan finishing third. So nothing really too outrageous or creative to add to the title race. I think the odds are completely right. As for the top four, I think obviously Juve and Milan are going to be there, as we said. The next spot, though, belongs to one of Fiorentina, Napoli, Atalanta, Roma, or Lazio. For me, Roma are a little bit big here because their home form is very, very solid. And if they can start to pick up some points on the road, they may be able to find themselves climbing the table. Obviously, it was a disappointment last weekend that they couldn't beat Atalanta at home. Atalanta, they are continuing to defy the odds in terms of what they can do, despite being a team who have to sell their best players. Napoli, it would be a monumental disappointment if they finish outside of the top four. But for me, I would still take Napoli as my pick to make it above Fiorentina. I think the price on Napoli at 11-4, if you shop around, you can find it 3-1, is still a little big because of the squad that they have. I think that we're not too far away from a managerial change at Napoli. I think that that's going to be something that happens, unfortunately, for the current manager, but it's just unacceptable to defend the title in this fashion. I think once they make the change and we see the inevitable new manager bounce, I think these players will be able to ride that bounce into a run, and it will only take a run of maybe 7 wins out of 10, some sort of decent run to move you up this table, because between 4th and 8th, these teams are dropping points left, right and centre. And I think Napoli are the most capable team of going on a run, especially if they get that new manager bounce. As I said, their form at the moment is unacceptable. The title defence is abysmal, but I do think they have too much quality to be in this position. And I do think that the change and the bounce will bring them up into that top four. So that's how I think it will play out. I think it will be one of Napoli or Roma, but I'm going to lean Napoli. I'm going to guess that they are going to make a managerial change and that that's going to lead to them moving up the table due to the undisputed quality that they have throughout their team. So before we move on to looking at those games that I mentioned, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about the SGPN Playoff Challenge. We are proud to announce the SGPN Playoff Challenge. Edge Boost is the first Bet Now Play Later provider that enables you to double your bet at any sportsbook or DFS site with no interest. Now, this contest is a bankroll style contest where you start with $10,000 in virtual units. And at the end of the playoffs, the biggest bankroll will win credit into higher advanced limits from Edge Boost. The winners get, the top three will get a deposit match from Edge up to $2,500 with no interest or fees. And the top 25 get a deposit match from Edge up to $500 with no interest or fees. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/playoff to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/playoff to enter. Let me also take this quick pause to tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook, who are an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, and they are bringing you an offer that will help you make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can now bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. All you need to do to get involved is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code SGP. As I mentioned, new customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SGP, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for gambling problem. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Let me also take this pause here to tell you guys about Game Time. Have you ever been stressed trying to get tickets at the last minute? Well, Game Time is the place for last minute tickets. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up until the day of the event, with flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theatre, and more. You don't have to suffer through the frustration of searching for tickets at the last minute. Am I going to get the best seats? Oh, have I let the best seats go? Are these the cheapest seats? Are cheaper seats going to become available? The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will actually credit you 110% of the difference. And that's the reason it's the fastest growing app in the country. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. It's perfect for the playoffs. Download the Game Time app now and create an account and use our code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and sweeten the deal by redeeming the code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Moving on to one of the four games we are going to cover here from this match day. And we almost had to cover Napoli here. This is a team who are in turmoil at the moment. You've got Victor Osimhen fighting with Kvaratskhelia's agent. Neither of them have had a great season. Going into this season, Napoli probably could have picked up 150 million for Osimhen and probably around about 120 million for Kvaratskhelia. Now, I don't think this season has in any way significantly reduced the values, but obviously there are some doubts now over both the players. Osimhen's had an injury. He's had a fallout with Napoli already this season. Now he's making comments about Kvaratskhelia's injury. And Kvaratskhelia himself is looking like a potential one-season wonder. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Kvaratskhelia is a world-class player who will come good. But there is a lot of turmoil at Napoli at the moment. And they go into this game against Salernitana, sitting ninth in the table. 19 games played, only 8 wins, 4 draws and 7 defeats. Their goal difference is only plus 4. Got 28 points so far this season. They've got 28 goals, conceded 24 and only have a plus 4 goal difference. They come into this with just one win in their last 5. But they are playing a Salernitana team who have lost 3 of their last 6 coming into this one. They are rock bottom of the table, picking up just 2 wins in 19 games, 6 draws and 11 defeats with a minus 22 goal difference. This is a game where Napoli absolutely have to turn up and make a statement. And that's what I'm gambling on what will happen. They're not worth backing individually, where they are the 1-3 favourites to win this game. I think if they win, they win convincingly and they do make a statement. I'm willing to push the boat out here and take Napoli on the Asian handicap line, even money plus 100. So it's a plus money selection. There is no data to support it. The only data to support this is the fact that Salernitana have been poor and the fact that Napoli will have much better players on the pitch. They're at home. The backs are against the wall. They're facing heavy criticism. I think it's a weird one. If you do want Napoli to finish in the top 4, I don't think they're going to do it with this manager. However, there's definitely going to be some reluctance from Napoli when it comes to sacking 2 managers in the same season. They've already got rid of Rudy Garcia. He had an 8-4-4 record, and that was seen as unacceptable after 16 games to only win half of your games. And that led to Mazzarri being appointed as the Napoli manager once again. He previously managed Napoli before. He was appointed in 2009 and left Napoli in 2013. He led them to a second place finish and a spot in the Champions League by the end of the 2012-2013 season. And that was the club's best finish in over 20 years. But he was then poached by Inter Milan and was appointed as the Inter manager in May 2013. But he was sacked by Inter in November 2014 after a unsuccessful stint. So he's back at Napoli, and it's fair to say that things are not working out. Things have got no better for Napoli since his appointment in November. If we look at the results so far, they started with a 2-1 win away to Atalanta. They then lost 4-2 in the Champions League to Real Madrid, which is acceptable. It's not acceptable, really, to be beaten 3-0 at home to Inter Milan. They then lost 1-0 away to Juve. They did beat Braga in the Champions League. They did beat Cagliari at home, but they're expected to. But then came the really worrying result, the 4-0 exit in the Coppa Italia away to Frosinone, the 2-0 defeat away to Roma, a 0-0 draw against Monza, and then recently a 3-0 defeat against Torino. I believe that the manager is already playing for his job, and that's why I think that the players will respond this weekend. But ultimately, if you look ahead to the next few fixtures, how long is he realistically going to last? We have Fiorentina in the semi-final of the Supercoppa. That'll be something that Napoli will be looking to win. And obviously, if there's a poor result there, he'll become under even more pressure. They then have a trip to Lazio before facing Verona at home, before travelling to AC Milan again, Genoa at home, and then they have the Champions League first leg against Barcelona. I believe if this manager does exit those two competitions, the Champions League and the Supercoppa, and is unsuccessful away to Lazio and Milan, or even unsuccessful in those home games, I mean, we're almost taking it as an automatic that they will beat Salernitana, Verona and Genoa, but nothing's been automatic with Napoli this season. He could be gone, and then we could be seeing a new manager in for the run in March, which would be the second leg against Barca, a home game against Juve, a home game against Torino, a trip to Inter Milan, a home game against Atalanta. These are all potential six-pointers when you're looking at the game against Juve, when you're looking at the game against Atalanta, even further back when you're looking at the trip to AC Milan and the trip to Lazio. These are all six-pointers at the moment when we're looking at Champions League football. So Napoli cannot afford to have the wrong man in charge for too long. But ultimately, as I said, everybody wants to avoid sacking two managers in the very same season. Before we move on to the three remaining games, let me take another quick pause here to tell you about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, as Underdog has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on to our second game that we're going to cover. This also goes down on Saturday, and we are looking at Inter Milan's trip to Monza, where Inter are the 1-2 minus 200 favourites to pick up an away win here. It's 7-2 on the draw, and Monza here are the 6-1 underdogs. Can't look past Inter Milan picking up another win here. But my favourite selection actually for this game is for Inter to surpass their team total, exactly at a better price. And I do believe if Inter are going to win this game away to Monza, they will need to score two goals. So we may as well take that as our selection, because it's at a better price and it wins as soon as Inter score two goals. So if this ends up being a 2-2 draw or something like that, and Monza are capable of doing that because they are a front foot attacking team, then we cash anyway. We're getting this selection at the price of 3-4. We take it based on the fact that Inter are Serie A's top goal scorers, and they can score another couple of goals here at Monza on Saturday night. The visitors have averaged 2.11 away goals per game this season so far, and they have scored 44 times across 19 league games overall. Monza, they're having a solid season, but so far they have conceded twice to Frosinone, AC Milan and Juventus across their last six games. So Inter Milan, they come into this one with a great defensive record overall, but they've been shaky as of late, keeping just one clean sheet across their last four matches. They may need to score two goals to win this game. And Monza, they've scored exactly once in four of the last five at home. So once again, that's solid data for the visitors solid data for the home side to contribute here. But it's ultimately the visitors we're going to take, who have scored twice in 14 of their 19 matches, have scored 44 goals in 19 games in Serie A this season, the most in the league, and averaged 2.11 goals on their road trip so far this season. We're going to take the Inter Milan team total of over 1.5, and we take it at the price of 3-4 here for this one. Up next, we jump across to Sunday, and we look at the game here between Fiorentina and Udinese. Fiorentina, aside from Juve and Milan, are the favourites to finish in the top four, the favourites among that chasing pack. And they are also the 4-6 favourites to win this game. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 9-5 here on Udinese. Fiorentina should be winning this game, but I think this one could be a tight and cagey type of affair. This Fiorentina team are only conceding one goal per game, whilst they've only netted 27 goals themselves so far this season from their 19 games, but that's been good enough to win 10 from 19, draw 3 and losing 6. Udinese, they're just two positions outside the relegation zone. They've been very disappointing, and their problem has been goal scoring. They only average one goal per game, scoring 19 so far this season. They probably will aim to keep it tight and cagey here, and that's why I'm going to take a play on under 2.5 goals. I think Fiorentina are now a respected team, and whilst Fiorentina have seen BTTS cash in 6 of their last 8, I do believe they'll sit in and try to frustrate Fiorentina, who've now obviously earned the respect of people by being in 4th place in the table. Fiorentina, they've been involved in some very low scoring games coming into this one. In fact, 7 straight games have gone under 2.5 goals. If we can get 8 in a row here, we will cash a selection on under 2.5 goals at a price of 10-11. This fixture itself, the last six of seven head to heads have also seen under 2.5 goals. So good supporting data there for an under. I believe Fiorentina will end up nicking this game, but I'm only looking for a 1-0 2-line scoreline. I think Fiorentina are a little short at 4-6 minus 150, although I do think they'll take it. But the under does offer up some very good value at 10-11 minus 110. The final game we will look at here is the game of the weekend, as Jose Mourinho's Roma travel to AC Milan. AC Milan here are the 6-5 favourites on the money line. It's 9-4 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Roma. The biggest problem for Roma this season has been their away form. They've been absolutely awful away from home. Overall, they've actually been very poor against teams in and around the top six as well. And that does not put them in good stead going into this game. Milan, they have been an absolute model of inconsistency. But they have been entertaining. They have seen over 2.5 goals in 9 of their last 10. But that's almost countered by the fact that Napoli have seen under 2.5 goals in 5 of their last 6. Milan usually like playing in this game. Whilst they haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 7, they haven't lost in 8. Roma haven't kept a clean sheet in this in any of the last 12. Whilst we've seen over 2.5 goals in 6 of the last 7, with BTTS cashing in 7 of the last 7. So I don't think we're going to see a tight and cagey game here. I think we're going to see a typical AC Milan type of game, which has been entertaining so far this season. Although the supporters are not overwhelmed with the results, things haven't been overwhelmingly positive. Milan are still in Europe. They got through the group of death and ended up going through to the Europa League, narrowly missing out on finishing in the top two. A point here or there, if they got something from the game at home, which they dominated against Borussia Dortmund, they might actually still be playing Champions League football. But they were unlucky, but they did carry themselves well in the group. And they are still comfortably in the top four as we are doing this show. Milan at home, they've won 7 of 9, losing 2, scoring 15 times and conceding 4. Whilst this Roma team, they are abysmal travellers. They're abysmal against top sides. Away from home, from the first 9 games this season, they've only won 2, drawn 2 and lost 5. They have a -4 goal differential, scoring 9 goals in 9 away games, but conceding 13. This means that AC Milan have to be the selection. There is absolutely no reason to be taking Roma on the road. This is the game of the week. These are two Champions League contenders, but Roma away is an automatic fade. And I do believe that AC Milan have acquitted themselves good enough at home to be taken automatically as a home team at a plus money price against a poor travelling side like Roma. So we're going to take AC Milan here on the money line at the price of 6-5 plus 120 in our game of the weekend in Serie A. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take this opportunity to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use our code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Closing out with your lock here on this show, we're going to go back to Inter Milan, the leaders of Serie A, and we are going to take them to eclipse their team total of over 1.5 goals for all of the reasons that we outlined earlier. I think this is a relatively strong selection. And I also feel that if Inter Milan are going to win this game, they may be forced to score 2 goals. Inter have a solid defensive record coming into this game, but they've been shaky as of late, keeping just 1 clean sheet across the last 4 matches. While this Monza side have scored in 4 of the last 5 at home. But the data does support Milan scoring the 2 goals that we need him here to cash at the price of 3-4. With them scoring twice in 14 of their 19 matches, with them averaging 2.11 goals per an away game so far this season, and with them scoring 44 times across their first 19 games in Serie A this season. So once again, your lock on this edition of Scommessa Italia is to take the Inter Milan team total away to Monza, Inter Milan over 1.5 goals, and we get that at the price of 3-4 as our lock here for the show. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. Don't forget to check out all the other content this weekend. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.